a place to hide this weary soul. With all my heart, I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of hope, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burdens and bitterness. You can just keep it moving. No, you ain't welcome here.
Here we go.
Get up, get up, get up.
same God today and the same God tomorrow. Help me see the victory you already see. Let my faith be today what it will be tomorrow. When I see the victory you already see. Miracle, you are the miracle maker.
above all names.
You are my everything, and I'm with you.
As they keep playing soft, I just want to stay right here for a moment and ask you to bow your heads just for a second. I want to be obedient here to what I feel like God wants us to do. And just in my spirit, I feel like there's some of you in here this morning that you're just at a point in your life where you need Jesus to step in. There's a situation, there's sickness, or whatever's going on, you need Jesus to step in right now. And I want to take a moment right now. And this is different, but I'm gonna steal my wife's mic here real quick. And I'm gonna go around. I want you to raise your hand. And something happens when we speak the name of Jesus. Something changes, something shifts inside of us when we can just speak His name over our situation. And sometimes when we speak His name, we yell it out, Jesus! And sometimes when we speak it out, we cry and we can barely get it out and we say, Jesus. And it doesn't matter how you say it, it's that you say it and you proclaim it over your situation. So I'm gonna walk around. If you're in the middle of something right now, you're struggling right now, you need Jesus to show up in that situation. He wants you to know He's here. And I'm going to give you a chance just to say the name of Jesus, however He bubbles it out of your heart over your situation. You'll need some boldness and courage just to speak into this microphone and proclaim the name of Jesus over your situation. But I believe God's here. I believe His presence. I know it's here. And that He wants to do something in your life right now if you're struggling. So just lift your hand, and I'm just going to give you an opportunity to say one word that's above every other name, Jesus. And we're going to believe together as you speak that God's going to show up in your situation and start to move. Amen? Raise your hand if you just want to speak the name of Jesus over it right now.
Jesus.
Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, you know what it is, God. Touch right now and move in her situation. God, we praise you and we thank you for it.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Even when it hurts, God, we can proclaim your name over our situations. Even when it's a struggle right in the midst of it, we call on you and you're there for us, God. We thank you for it, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus!
Lord, Father, we praise you. We praise you right now. We thank you, God. Move in Lois' situation, God, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We call on your name right now, Father. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know.
Amen, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Move in these situations, God. Touch hearts and lives right now, Father.
Jesus.
You see the need, you see what she's going through, God, and we lift it up right now to you. The name above every other name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus is an almighty Savior.
Amen, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, Jesus. Just going to be obedient to you, Father, over every situation.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord God, we praise you. We thank you right now, Father. You see it, and we believe, Father. We believe in that name of Jesus, our Savior, our Comforter, our Friend, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Right back in 1988, I was trapped by a tractor. And I couldn't move, and I knew I was on my way out of here. The only thing I had free was my left hand. And I raised it up, and that was what I said, Jesus. That let me loose.
Amen.
And I just praise His name.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You change things, God. You move. Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. We praise you. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, God, I praise you and I thank you right now, Father. Move, Father, move, Father. Hear our prayers, Father, as we call out to you. We praise you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God, I praise your name. Praise your name. I praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. We praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Just call out to him right now. Just pray to him. Let him know how thankful you are to him. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. Praise you. We worship you.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to just call out your name. Call out your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. We praise your name. Lord, we just worship you and we thank you for every situation, God. Every person that called on your name this morning, God, you know the situation, Father. You know what's on our hearts, whether we shouted or we whispered or we just can't even get anything out. God, you know what we're dealing with. And God, I thank you that you walk with us, that you talk with us, God, and that you move in our situations according to your will, God. Lord, help us understand that you are our source of strength. You are our source of comfort. You are our source of rest and peace, God, that everything we need can be found in you. And God, we praise you for that this morning. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for interrupting service, Father, for you to move like you need to move in this place, God. Lord, I thank you for obedient hearts that just proclaim the name of Jesus. And God, I ask right now that you do what only you can do in those situations with your power and your might, God. We praise you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Turn around and tell somebody you love them. Amen. 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 Oh, God is good. Appreciate our praise team. Usher us into the presence of the Lord this morning. I love how things shift inside of us and inside the building when we just focus in on God in our worship. And he reveals who he is to us and that he's right there with us. So good, so good, so good. Thank you, praise team, for that this morning. Reminder, we're in the middle of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. We are on day 8. If you didn't know that, welcome to the fasting, 21 days of prayer and fasting. How you guys doing with it so far? Good, 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 good. If you haven't started in with us, it's not too late. We're just on day 8, so jump in there. Find something that you want to fast that's a sacrifice to you. If you don't like broccoli and you give up broccoli, you got the wrong idea of fasting. Okay? So remember that. Make sure it's a sacrifice. And in that in replacement of that thing, make sure you're spending time seeking God, praying. You maybe have something that you need God to move on in 2022. Seek him. Seek him in sacrifice, in the fasting, and see what God does for you. Again, like Sarah said earlier, follow us on social media. If you don't know, we have a church Facebook page at Orchardville Church. We also have one on Instagram that you can follow and keep up to date on things that we're doing. I just want to, I like basking in his presence. I just enjoy that. But we will move on to our message today that I feel like God, it kind of goes along with what we were just doing and being obedient in that. But time out. Time out. I'm not talking about the kind you put your kid in the corner, tell him to be quiet and sit there for a while. Time out. Time out right now to hear from God. So I've noticed over the last couple weeks we may have some youngsters that are youth that are getting a little riled up during service, not in a good way. So please, please, please don't make me have to give you a timeout. And some people say, well, at least they're here. Yeah. It is good that they're here, but it's also good that you have reverence and respect for the Word of God. So, if you see somebody around you goofing a little bit, I don't give you permission to slap them. Just tell them to calm it down. All right, time out. How many of you guys in here are busy? Come on, I hear about it all the time. I'm just so busy, Rick, I can't do that. But you're busy. We're busy. We're active. We're doing things every single day. We're always on the go. And sometimes we don't know which way we're going, what we're doing. And we're just busy. We got a lot of things going on. And most of us would probably say that we live in a busy world. And with even with all the time-saving devices that we have, you'd think we'd have extra time to do things. But we don't. We're crazy busy. We're always running around doing different things. And most of us, our talk about time has to do with how fast time is going. We check our watches and we say, well, look at the time. Got to get going. Or it's January 16th, only so many days till Christmas. And we're rushing through the whole year and thinking about Christmas already. We get so busy that we don't even know where we're going or what we're doing. And you may even stop and say, hey, what's going on here? Anybody been there? Like, I just need to collect myself real quick because I don't even know what's going on. My life is so busy. You're welcome. So every day we're in this battle with time. And our days can be so full of stuff that by the end of the day, we didn't even get accomplished half the things that we wanted to do. Amen? So busy and so going, going, going all the time that we don't even accomplish the things that we wanted to. So, you know who else was busy every single day? Jesus. He was busy healing people, having people from different family members, people brought to him to be healed. He was tested on his theology. The disciples were right there with him. And at times they were so busy that they didn't even have time to eat. Busy. Jesus was busy too. But even though he was pressed for time, no matter how busy he was, he always made time to be alone with God. Amen. He always took time out to be with his Father, to have that alone time, that seclusion of just him and God to renew his strength, to restore him, and we're no different. We need, on these days, weeks, months that are just busy, 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 we need to stop, take a time out, and spend time with the Heavenly Father. We need it as well. So, you know, Jesus pressed for time, still took time outs when they were needed to be with the Lord. Mark 1:35 is where we're going to start. Just a few scriptures on this. Mark 1:35. I will tell you too, on the Bible app, YouVersion Bible app, you can follow along on that. You can also add me as a friend on there. Or not. Some of you I see in your Bibles, on your YouVersion Bible app, doing your plans, and I love it. I try to, if you are connected to this church, I try to like your stuff if we're friends on the YouVersion Bible app. You know why? It's encouraging. Hey, Rick C said I'm reading the Word. Now, don't just go highlighting a bunch of stuff just to be highlighting. But I try. Aaron said, his wife mentioned it one day. Why does your phone keep going off? Rick's liking my stuff on the YouVersion Bible app. So I love seeing that. I love seeing you guys in the Word. So add me on there if you haven't already. We can do plans together. We can study together. We can ask questions. So Mark 1:35 is where we'll start this morning. very early in the morning while it was still dark. How many of you guys are early birds? Some. While it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place alone, as solitary there, where he prayed. He needed that time out. Matthew 14, 23. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. Luke 6, 12. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. And I love this. I mean, Jesus, the Savior of the world, all powerful as he walks the earth, took time to be alone. Took time outs to be with God. And he also made sure to tell his disciples to take rest as well. Take a break. Take a time out, because he knew that the breaks were needed every single day. Some days worse than others, but we need time with God every single day. We need to take these time outs because we know how busy we are. I asked that in the beginning, but I don't have to ask you. I know we're busy. I know that's how the world goes right now, that we're busy, busy, busy. But sometimes then the Holy Spirit will check you and say, Rick, or whoever it is, you need a time out. And not in a bad way, just in a way like me and you, we need to connect. Because what you're feeling and the torment and the anxiety and all that stuff that's going on, I can help you with it. You need a time out. And if timeouts were important to Jesus and his time with God, you better believe they are important to us as well. Amen. Something happens again when we take the time to be with God, to read our word, to pray, to communicate. Things change in our days. Now, I'm not doing it this year. I've coached off and on basketball for 13 years. It's a demanding sport. How many of you in here have played for me? Is there some of them in here? Jovi, where's Paige here? Sydney? All right. It's a demanding sport. If you played it at all, you understand. But you also understand that your coach is allowed to take timeouts. And in coaching, you take timeouts for a lot of different reasons. But they're good. You get to take some breaks. And it's a good strategy when you're coaching basketball. So today, I like to do visuals sometimes. It's been a little bit. Rylan reminded me of that the other day. I guess she does pay attention to things. Dad, you haven't used anything in a while in a message. You guys are quiet. These are just chairs, so I'm not going to hit anybody with them. One, two. We'll just do five. This will be my team. Chase, Jovi, come on up here. Who else we got out there? Jarrett, you tried to play ball a little bit. I always pick on him when I bring him up here. I'm just kidding, he was a good player. He's coaching now too. Ronald, you back there? Is Ronald back there? I don't see him. Walker? Elena, come up here. I know you don't play basketball, but you do today. Here's my team. Hey, team. All right, this is the Orchardville Church basketball team right here. Co-ed. Look at them. All right, guys. So I was going to have you run around and act like you're playing and stuff like that, but I'm guessing you don't want to do that. So I thought better of it. But a lot of times, like, this is my team. I'm the coach. And we've been together through the season. And they understand what I expect and what's, you know, I'm pretty demanding and they understand that. But there's a lot of different reasons when you play a sport. We're playing basketball this morning. They're ready to go. Look at them. They are pumped. There's a lot of reasons you call a timeout in a game. Okay, so my first one is when, you know, maybe you're playing, it's a big game, you've just started out, you're hyped up, but you're a little too hyped. Okay? And a lot of times coaches, when the game starts off, you get off to a bad start because your nerves are getting the best of you, you'll come in here and say, guys, man, we just got to calm down. Calm down, relax, just play the game. It's still just the game. I know they're a lot bigger than us, they're faster, but you guys can do this. We just need to calm down, all right? Get your nerves in check, and let's do a good job, okay? Good. Ready, see that? But if I have, let's see. They're looking at me. None of the youth will look at me right now. Kobe, come here. I got Kobe over here. Kobe is just a guy in the world, okay? We got two different things going on right now. Kobe, right over here. This is your spot. Don't do anything silly. I will slap you. Okay? So, over here I'm telling them, we're in the middle of a game. I call timeout. They're a little too worked up. They're a little too amped up, and they need to relax and calm down. In life, here's Kobe over here. A lot of times we can get too worked up about things. We need to understand on the spiritual side of this that we need to take a time out and calm down. Calm down in the middle of that thing that's just making you, I got so much anxiety about this. I'm totally worried about this. I need to calm down. We can do that when we take our time outs with God, that he can bring this peace to us, that can calm us in the middle of the storm. Another reason we might take timeouts, you guys didn't even go back in the game, you've been sitting here, okay, is when your players need a break. All right, guys, time out. Come on. Hey, I just took a time out because you guys are working really hard and we're doing a good job out there. I just wanted to give you a little break, get a drink of water, okay? Just feel refreshed here. Take that break. Let's get this energy back up. We'll go right back out there and keep doing what we're doing, all right? Do we take timeouts for that reason? Give our players a break because they're working their tails off. Good job, guys. Let's go. Team on three. Okay. In life, sometimes we need a break. You've been doing really well. You've been doing great at your job. You've been doing a good job taking care of your family. And sometimes you just need a little bit of a break. And it's okay to have me time with God. It's okay to take those breaks and get rejuvenated and spend some time with the Lord. It's important to have those. Another reason I might take a time out in the game is so I can give them some advice and a strategy of what we're going to do. Guys, not bad out there, but listen, this is what we're going to switch it up, okay? They're in a 13 defense. We're going to play a 2-1-2 offense, all right? Let's try to get the ball in the middle. Make sure we're throwing it opposite, skip passes, back down to the baseline and back across, okay? Let's just change it up a little bit. On defense, let's go 75 back to our fifth defense, and let's get after it, all right? Let's go. You're like, what are you even talking about? Okay? We call timeouts in sports to strategize, to come up with a game plan, something different. Same thing in life. Listen, Kobe, as you're spending time with me, I want to reroute you to something. I want to help you in this right here. Let's change our strategy about how you're going about this. Let me get involved with this as you take this time out with me, and I'm going to help you get going in the right direction. Same thing. Another reason to call a timeout, I got a lot, man, because I coached for a while, I know. To encourage your players. They need encouragement when they play. They need to understand, I got your back. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to help lift you up if you're down. Listen, Walker, I know you've missed 7 straight shots, dude. But we still believe in you. Listen, Chase, the game's tied. There's 1 second left. I know you're going to make this free throw. After Chase makes this free throw, we're going to get back on D. It's just a second. Nobody foul, all right? You guys are doing a great job. I'm proud of you, all right? Get back out there. We call timeouts to encourage our players. Maybe they're going through a little rough patch in the game, but I want to encourage them. Tell them I still believe in them. Here's Kobe in the world. Timeout. God says, I believe in you, Kobe. You can do this. You can break that cycle that's been set up in your life. You can break away from the stuff that's dragging you down because you're spending time with me. You're taking that time out. I believe in you. And I believe that as you let me invade your heart and you surrender your life to me, I'm going to move in mighty ways on behalf of you. That's what God tells us as we take those timeouts. A couple more. When you need to discipline your players, get over here. I don't do that. I'm Bobby Knight style. But sometimes you have to discipline your players. That might look like, would you get your head out of your rear end? Is that okay? I don't know. Get back on defense, Elena. You're being lazy. And some parents can't take that. You're yelling at my baby. But what your coach is doing is trying to pull the best out of you because he knows there's more in there. I won't get on that soapbox. Too many encounters with parents and grandparents over there. Time out with God. God disciplines us sometimes. God puts us in our place. And sometimes it don't feel good. But it's needed. Listen, you're doing things that really don't line up with the scripture. I mean, I've laid this out for you. But you're choosing other things right now. And I really, what I'm telling you is you need to get back on track. Because every choice you make has consequences. And I'm a just God as well. And sometimes you need to learn tough love. You need to learn the hard way that my ways are best. So straighten up. And the last one, maybe the other team's getting the upper hand and you just need a timeout. Man, we're getting slaughtered. If we got any chance to come back, I got to call a timeout. All right, guys. They've really jumped out on us right now, all right? Man, what we're doing right now, I just called a timeout to try to slow them down. Let's switch the momentum. Let's get it going in our favor now, right? Okay? We can still do this. We just had to slow them down. They were on a roll, all right? Let's get back out there, do what we're doing. You guys can do this, all right? Let's go. Same thing with God. Sometimes we feel like in life that the enemy is just hitting us from every different direction. But we all do realize that he's defeated, right? So anything that he brings up against us, we can overcome. So Kobe, as you're taking this time out with me, we're talking, we're communicating, it's you and God. I just want you to know that no matter what the enemy says about you, no matter what lies he tries to feed in your head, the truth is found in my word. And this bombardment, all this stuff that you're feeling from the enemy, all this stuff that he's bringing against you, I've already defeated it. And you are more than a conqueror through me. So you go out there and you walk like you're supposed to walk. You follow what I've laid out for you in your life and you do what you need to do. Because you can get through this. That's what God does for us. Thank you, guys. Give them a hand. I might actually miss it a little bit. But just like in sports, when we call timeout for these various reasons, like you can correlate that spiritually to what God does when you do that same thing as well with him. So many lessons that you can learn there. So many times that when we go to the Lord, he gives us exactly what we needed in that moment. If we'll just surrender it to him and take the time to be with him. Timeouts are wise in life. And again, they're needed at times. We need those timeouts. We need them. Psalm 119, I just want to read a few scriptures to encourage. Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So if I take the word, I'm in it every day. If I'm in it, that's going to guide where I'm going. That's going to guide decisions I make. That's going to guide everything about my life will line up with what he has for me in his word. That's encouraging. James 4:8, come near to God and he will come near to you. Who wouldn't want that? Time out. Things are so crazy right now. I just need God to come near to me, so I'm going to come near to him. I need to feel his presence. I need to know that everything that's going on right now, that he can just peace. He can speak it into that situation. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Psalm 62:8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. And the sad thing sometimes is we know in our spirits when we need to slow down and take these timeouts, yet we don't do it. And that usually ends bad for us or somebody in our path when we don't take these timeouts to be with him. Sometimes we'll just say, I don't have the time to stop for a while. I'm too busy. Or we feel guilty when we stop for a while and have that me time. We feel guilty like, oh no, this isn't going to get done. Sometimes you got to stop. And you got to get along with the Lord. And again, Jesus didn't feel guilty about taking timeouts. He didn't make his disciples feel guilty about it either. And they were human just like we are. We're no different than them. And we all have these days and these moments or these weeks where we need that invitation to take a time out, and the Holy Spirit sounds that alarm in us that you need this right now. You need some time with me. You're getting off track here. And spend some time with, you know, as Jesus did that, he was spending time with his Father. I believe that renewed his spirit, that refreshed him. And if you've been in the presence of God, just like a little bit ago, that did something to me. This morning, I was a little tired in my office. I told Sarah, I was like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so worn out. But as you worship, something happens. Now I got all kinds of energy. I don't know where it came from. Well, I do. It came from him. Because I prayed about it. Like, I need a breakthrough right here. I need to get some joy back in me. Okay? I mean, what I'm trying to say. But we take these moments to be alone with God, we get refreshed, we get renewed, and as we get refreshed and renewed, we're then able to accomplish the things that we need to do. He was never too busy or overwhelmed by the things of life to not take a time out to be with his Father and pray. And we can do this anywhere. Has anybody in here, I just want to see how gutsy you are, has anybody just stopped in Walmart sometime and just worshiped the Lord and prayed right there? I mean, you could do this anywhere. If you don't care what people think of you. But we can get alone time and timeouts with God in just a moment in the aisle at Walmart because they have one cashier and 42 lines. Amen. I need some peace right now, Lord. And he shows up for you. When we're driving, whatever it is, okay? Sometimes it's needed to get away from the busyness and the noise of life. Just spend some time with the Lord. And this morning, I encourage you to take these timeouts in life. Change up the pace. Slow down when it's needed, which to me, it's every day. I find every single day, if I don't spend some time with the Lord, my day is going to be pretty rough. Okay? And I don't think we can serve God to our full capacity if our body is fatigued, if our mind's fatigued, if we're overwhelmed with anxiety. We can't do everything that God wants us to do in those moments. Because we're not at peace with him. And we're not letting him refresh us and renew us. The praise team will come back up. Hopefully this made sense this morning. But we got to take these timeouts to be with God and understand that God loves us. That he made us, that he saved us, brought us into this family and has given us a saving faith now. And I think, you know, one of the most important works that we can do is to spend time just like this. Just spend time with the Lord in his presence. That's one of the most important things that we can do throughout our week. And to me, the reason why that's so important is it sets the tone for everything else. If you can get up in the morning and spend time with the Lord, I encourage you to do so because that sets up the rest of your day. If you don't, even if you're not a morning person, I didn't used to be. I can wake up without an alarm clock now. But I've purposed in my life to set aside time for God before I start my day because I want things to go according to his plan, not according to my feelings and emotions in the middle of something. And again, we need that to operate in everything that we're supposed to do in the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God. We need these moments with him. We need the powers of heaven. We need the Holy Spirit in us to help aid us in what we need to accomplish. And when we have this, we have this power, we're walking around with this, it makes the impossible possible throughout our day. I don't know how I can find peace in this. Oh, yes, I do. Because he gives me peace. I don't know why this person keeps getting on my nerves. I really want to just scream at them. But I understand that the Holy Spirit would not want me to do that. So because I've taken this time out to be with the Lord, I'm gonna encourage this person instead, and I'm gonna show the love of God to them. Because again, I'm not controlled by my anger and things like that. I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit. If you guys will stand this morning, I'll close with this last scripture, and I don't have the screen, but Psalm 46:10 says, "Still and know that I am God." That's a time out. Be still and know that I am God. If you bow your heads this morning, Father, we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for your presence in this place. And God, we carry your presence with us everywhere we go. And God, in those moments that life gets busy, in those moments that things start to overwhelm us, in those moments where we just don't see a way out, God, remind us at those times to take a time out, to regroup, to get refreshed, to get renewed by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, we need these. We need these. Even multiple times in our day, we need this. And Father, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for the work you've done that you're going to be doing here in just a couple minutes, Lord. Lord, I encourage anyone in here this morning, if they don't know you, maybe they never even stepped foot in a church, God, if they don't know you as their Savior, that they would come to this altar today. And Lord, pray that sinner's prayer and understand that no matter what they've done, no matter how bad their life has been, you restore. You make them a new creation. So Father, if there's anybody in here that doesn't know you, I pray that they come forward today and they allow me to pray with them and speak life into them and they become a son or daughter of God today. We need to rededicate our lives, Father. Or Lord, if we just need that time out, we just need some time at this altar to be with you in the middle of what we're going through. I encourage people to come, Father, and to find a place to just be alone with you right now. I thank you and I praise you for this. I thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. These altars are open as we worship. God knows what you need. Seek him in it right now.